We are all in the middle of very, very special days, very sad days, but very important days, the days of Bein HaMetzarim. We're remembering the tragedies of the past and trying to rebuild for a future of Yeshua and Geula. There's no question that the parashios of these days are there to inspire us and teach us what our avodah of these days are all about. When opening up Parshas Maaseh, the final parasha of Parshas Bamidbar, we find over 30 psukim at the beginning of the parasha, just mentioning the mekaymos, the places that Bnei Yisrael traveled to and journeyed from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. Vayisu, Vayachanu, they traveled to one place and they camped there, and they traveled to the next place and they camped there. Over 30 places just pointed out, seemingly completely superfluous. We all know that every single letter in the Torah is so precious. Every letter is a gem. Why would the Rabbanu Shalom go out of his way to list off every single place, and every place, Vayisu, Vayachanu? So we all have to understand that these Mekaymos, these places, the journeys of Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim to Yerushalayim, was the journey of each and every one of our lives. It represents our journey. Our journey as we try to grow, as we try to become more holy, more kadosh, more tar, more pure, from wherever that we begin. And therefore the Torah is pointing out every single place that Bnei Yisrael journeyed to teach us and so too in our lives, every place, wherever we find ourselves, at every stage of life, every makom that we spend time in is a place that we need to grow from, is a place that we have to make the most of, is there for each and every one of us individually to journey to our Yerushalayim, to our makom of Kedusha. But I think specifically these journeys are significant for these days. Many Sfarim point out that there are 42 places that Bnei Yisrael journeys to. During these days of Bein HaMetzarim, there are 21 days, we call them the 3 weeks, even though they're really 22 days. The 22nd day is Tisha B'Av, which is already Karei Lemoed, which is already a Yontiv. So there are 21 days. 21 days are made up of 21 days and 21 nights. 21 days and 21 nights is 42 time periods. And those 21 days and 21 nights, specifically of these days, correspond to the 42 journeys, the 42 places that Bnei Yisrael journeyed in our parasha. And the journeys begin with the words, Eile Maaseh Bnei Yisrael. These are the journeys of Bnei Yisrael. These are the traveling places of Bnei Yisrael. Asher Yatzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim. The Sefer Das Moshe explains that the Medrash tells us in Bereishis Rabbah, Yud Beis Gimel, Kol Makom Shenemar Eile, Pasul Sarishonim. Anytime it says Eile, the word Eile, it's to nullify what was prior. It's a new beginning. Eile Maaseh Bnei Yisrael. These are the travels of Bnei Yisrael, meaning it's a new beginning. We're not connected to the past. Anytime it says Eile, this is a new beginning. So too, the Sefer Das Moshe explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us that in our lives, our journeys in Avodas Hashem have to be with a sense of new beginning constantly. Eile. Whether the past wasn't so good or the past was very good, our avodah every single day is to wake up and understand there's a sense of ischachus, it's a new beginning. And if I accomplished a lot in the past, and I learned a lot, and I davened well, it doesn't matter. Today's a new day that I have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest of levels that's possible. And if lo aleinu, I haven't been living up to who I'm supposed to be, it's a new beginning, it's ischachus to serve Hashem properly in my journey. It's Eile Maaseh. My journey today is puzzles of Shoyim. It's a new beginning. And that's our avodah every day of our lives. But specifically during these very special days, if the 42 mekaymos, the 42 places that we journeyed, corresponds to the 42 time periods of these 3 weeks, then clearly Eile is specifically telling us about these days, that we have to make the most of every day. And we can't rest upon our past. We have to look at every day as a day of schachus, of a new beginning to serve Hashem, to connect Hashem. And if every single day we make the most of that day, and it's a new day of Hizchachos, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring the ultimate Hizchachos of Bias Mashiach with Mashiach Zidkenu, b'mheira b'yameinu b'karov mamish. Have a heilige Shabbos Kodesh, full of simcha, full of bracha. These Shabbosos are of the most chashiv of the entire year. Of the entire year, Svarim bring down, because of the contrast to the week. The entire week is a week of avelus, of mourning, especially this Shabbos. We just enter into the 9 days, Rosh Chodesh Av, Mishnah Nichnas Av, Mematim B'Simcha. But on Shabbos, it's Shabbos Kodesh. On Shabbos, we dress in fresh little underclothing. On Shabbos, we're going to sing. On Shabbos, we're going to have meat and drink wine and have Simcha and Bracha. So we have to appreciate that contrast. They're the highest of Shabbosos compared to the week, the highest of the year. We should tap into that Shabbosos, and we should make the most of every day, and be zoichet to the Yom Shekula Shabbat, B'yas Mashiach, B'mheir V'yameinu, have a heilige Shabbos, Kodesh, full of simcha, full of bracha.